is this really the correct way to determine anything? NFL talent? Yeah, I think it's several different ways. I don't know if this way is the correct way to determine it.
Well, it's always funny to me that they have this monster NFL combine where it's everything, right? Your 40-yard dash, how much you can lift, your spark test, Wonderlic test, whatever. And like, it's almost not we ignore. We got to take for granted like 4 seasons worth of college football.
Exactly.
Like, all right. Yeah. So if Mike Williams who didn't run the 40-yard dash, right?
No.
If he runs the 40-yard dash at a 4.6, let's say, right? That's a bigger deal than what we have seen him do literally on tape for 4 years. Like, and
we're
going to
talk about that today. I mean, there's a running back we're going to talk about today who didn't do so well.
Yeah, we are.
At the combine.
We can do it right now. I don't care. We can skip right to it. Sure. Dalvin Cook, right?
Yeah.
So Dalvin Cook, like, projected going into draft season, we'll call it, him and Leonard Fournette. Dalvin Cook could be a top 10 pick, so we thought. And him and Leonard, he had almost approached Leonard Fournette as his top running back in the draft. Oh, my God. And then the rumors come out that, you know, Dalvin Cook's not such a great dude. And then the 40 happens, and it's not so fast. And now he might not be a first-round pick at all. So it's like,
I don't think he'll drop out the first round. He'll probably still be the first running back off the board.
But you think Fournette?
The three-cone drill is supposed to measure like cutting and agility, and it's like one time because a guy didn't dance quickly through, you know, a bunch of cones. You know, it's like, I'm going to ignore everything that, you know, he's done on film throughout his whole college career. I'm not buying it. The guy shows up once, you know, and he's dodging cones. It's just like, I don't think I can ignore that. I can look at that over, you know, what he's done in game action throughout his whole college career when supposedly he had the cutting ability and the agility.
Yeah, but I look at it like this. I look at it differently. Like, you knew that three cone drill for a while or something you had to do, and you didn't prepare for it. Like, it didn't matter to you. It tells about your work ethic.
That's maybe another way to look at it. You know, I don't think that he can't cut and make people miss and not have agility. I think maybe that says something more about him mentally than it does physically. That I can buy, but I'm not going to say, okay, the guy doesn't have agility and he can't cut, you know, because he didn't go fast through a bunch of cones. But, you know, maybe preparation, maybe that's more of it, you know, that I can see.
The NFL Combine has become just another one of these NFL shows. Like,
it's a corporate thing.
It's a corporate thing.
Now, yeah. I think the on-field stuff, they'll figure that part out. What you do in the interview rooms, I think, is what's important to determining what you can be in the NFL locker room.
So that was actually what I wanted to get into next. I'm glad you brought it up.
I'm here for you.
Yeah, no, absolutely. These interviews are what, 50, like literally 15 minutes on the clock right over there. Boom, start the clock, and you have 15 minutes to just go for it. And you think those 15 minutes make everything up?
I think you get a better. I want to see the young man be prepared for that situation. The questions I have to ask him and stuff like that.
Right.
You bring up Cook. I want to ask him about, you know,
some of his past,
some of the domestic. I think a lot of his stuff is way far in the past, right?
Okay.
Except for that one thing in Tallahassee.
Yes.
Which was the biggest one. You know what I'm saying? You know. So I want to ask him about stuff like that. I want to see if he's turned the corner. I kind of want to get a read of his character and his personality and his mentality. I know what he can do on the football field. I got 4 years. I got 2 years of tape. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
He has, you know, you're talking about Cook. He has the, you know, the Miami thing with him. So, you know, I mean, they can play. You feel what I'm saying? Kind of born to be football players. So that part is easy. I want to know about the shoulder. I want to know about the hamstring. And I want to know about some of the off-the-field stuff. Everything else, the on-the-field stuff, I'm fine with what I have on tape.
Okay. So I've read a lot of articles about this, but I've always wondered, people were asked in interviews this weekend, Corey, like, are you afraid of clowns? How does that help you anything?
That's interesting right there.
Like, because we hear all the time, like, every year it comes out, like, some of the crazier questions that are asked during the combine.
Is your mother a prostitute?
Is your mother a prostitute, being one of the more famous ones, of course, Jeff Ireland to Des Bryant. Seriously. And then there was a lot of, you know, are you attracted to males? Like, that's also been a popular question. And
I think James Winston was asked, was he a sex addict?
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Yes. No.
so you get to ones like, are you afraid of clowns? And a lot of it is they want to throw you off. They want they want to test your reaction to things and see if they can piss you off and get you angry and how you react under pressure. Like I read over the weekend that Deshaun Watson like passed all these things with flying colors because he was always like, yeah, my team won the national championship, my team this, my team that, and that's a leader. But like everything I read, Tony, I feel like it's all BS anyway because no one's telling you what they actually want to do 2 months out.
No, nobody's telling that, but I think it's just a question of, like, people get your character. I think, like you said, they're trying to get a rise out of you. Yeah. They're trying to push you. They want to see what you're made out of. And I think it's kind of cool, actually. I would love for those things to get more publicized there, and you find out about the players and how they go about it. Because the bottom line is that when you look at like a quarterback or running back or a wide receiver, these guys are going to be spokesmen for the franchise that you put together. They're going to get opportunities to have microphones in front of their face, and you have to worry about the next 4 years every time they speak into one of them.
Yeah, exactly. I would rather them broadcast what's going on in the interview room. You feel what I'm saying? I'd rather see that.
I agree with you.
Yeah, I think that would be interesting stuff right there. You know, if somebody come in there and act a fool, or if somebody comes in there and you get a different perspective on the player and stuff like that. So, and of course, you know, the injuries and the off the field stuff is critical too. But the college coach give you a little insight to that and stuff like that, and you know they're poking and prodding you the whole time you're out there.
Yeah, I agree. I think that would be cool. Also something new, right? I think we're always looking for something different that we haven't quite seen yet. Yeah. And that's why I always love when the Monday morning quarterback guys were like embedded with referees. Like being in the referee room, I thought was something different and something cool.